Following its 2018 release, McCalin's first EP didn't really go anywhere. The indie pop album was streamed a handful of times but was essentially sitting on a shelf, she says. That is, until she was contacted by Reven Beats, a Brazilian record label that wanted to remix the songs for its EDM audience. The Guelph-based performer has since seen her music streamed more than a million times and is working on a new album set for release later this year. I couldn't believe that they were the same songs because they were so different, the 19-year-old Bishop McDonnell Catholic High School grad said. It was so insane seeing these songs that were really not doing much at all being played in clubs and raves of hundreds and hundreds of people and streaming really well. I just feel really lucky that people liked these songs enough to put hours of their own creative time into them. Several of McCalin's songs have been streamed more than 100,000 times each, with numerous others with five-digit listens. That includes both EDM remixes and cover tunes she's released as singles. Born in Thunder Bay, McCalin Hayes' family moved to Guelph when she was 7. By that time she was already taking piano lessons and it wasn't long before vocal coaching was added to her musical mix. Through the years she was a member of Guelph Youth Singers and particularly enjoyed taking part in local open mic night opportunities to introduce people to her music as well as learn from other singer-songwriters. If I hadn't grown up in Guelph I don't think I'd be where I am today, McCalin said. It's such an open-to-arts community that I feel like I really was encouraged here. The people that you meet here, the support that they have for the arts, it's unreal. I feel really lucky to have grown up in a place where that's the case. It was during high school that she and friend, producer Chris Gray decided to write, record and release an EP of indie pop tunes that ultimately inspired the EDM success. We had a release party and it went really well, but once it was out it just kind of was out, sitting on a shelf in a way, McCalin said, noting they decided to upload it to a variety of streaming services including SoundCloud. That's where Reven Beats came across it and asked for permission to remix the tracks. A lot of my following is from the EDM but I've noticed that they're also really receptive to the indie pop stuff and there has been some really great crossover, McCalin said, noting it's indie pop that she prefers writing and recording. I think I'm going to be making for the rest of my life. Though she's certainly not opposed to doing more with Reven Beats. McCalin has sent record label officials several of her songs for consideration, one of which is set for release next week, Dangerous. In the meantime she's been working on writing and recording a new album. Several of the tracks have already been released as singles, including Ready to Love You. I've always known I want to do music. When I sit down to write or sit down to play piano or sing, it feels right and it always felt like that, she said. I come from a very musical family. As she continues to craft her sound, McCalin is studying popular music at Western University in London to learn the business side of the industry. She's hoping to make it her career and tour the world playing in medium to large general admission venues, which she describes as the most intimate for performances. For more information about McCalin and her music, visit www.mcalinmusic.com/music.